chapter 20 is where we're going to be at. As I said this morning, that's where we was headed, but God had a different direction. And I tell you, I like his curveballs, but when it's nearly go time, it puts me in a. I don't like being thrown a curveball when it's go time. But got to be ready. Be ready. In season, out of season, be ready. He'll throw you a curveball. 2 Kings chapter 20 tonight's where we're going to be. And I'm here, and I want to look at Hezekiah tonight and what the scriptures I've seen this week. And so this past week, we had a little break. We got to go to the beach and relax a little bit and enjoy a time, me and Caitlin and Adlin, and just enjoy ourselves and relax a little bit and, you know, just to be thankful for all what God's blessed us with, what God's doing in our lives, what God's doing, you know, through us. And it was just an opportunity just to sit back and thank him and just get away. And I was sitting on the balcony one evening and drinking my cup of coffee, and I went out there and wasn't a whole lot of racket, just the crashing of the sea and waves crashing in. And 2 Kings chapter 20 is where I opened my Bible. And the first verse I read, "Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying." I read that verse and I said, "Lord, what would you have me to see?" So 2 Kings chapter 20 tonight, if you'll stand with me as we reverence the reading of God's word, we'll start in verse 1. It says, "In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death, and the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amaz, came to him and said unto him, Thus saith the Lord, Set thy house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth, and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in the sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. And it came to pass afore Isaiah was gone out into the middle court, and that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, Turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, Thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee on the third day, and thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord. And I will add unto thy days, verse 6, 15 years, and I will deliver thee in this city out of the hand of King Assyria. And I will defend this city for mine own sake and for my servant David's sake. And Isaiah said, Take a lump of figs, and they took and laid it on the bowl, and he recovered. And Hezekiah said unto Isaiah, What shall be the sign that the Lord will heal me, and that I shall go up into thy house of the Lord the third day? And Isaiah said, This sign shalt thou have of the Lord, that the Lord will do the thing that he hath spoken. Shall the shadow go forward 10 degrees, or go back 10 degrees? And Hezekiah answered, It is a light thing for the shadow to go down 10 degrees. Nay, but let the shadow return backwards 10 degrees. And Isaiah the prophet cried unto the Lord, and he brought the shadow 10 degrees backward, by which it had gone down in the dial of Ahaz. Let us pray. Lord God, I thank you this morning, tonight, Lord God. I thank you tonight, God, that I come to this place, Father God. Father God, I study a portion of your word tonight, Father God, to preach a portion of it, Lord God. I thank you tonight, Father God, that you can do the unthinkable. Father God, I see that in the scripture, and I thank you tonight that you can do the unthinkable, the unimaginable, Lord God. I thank you for that tonight. Father God, I pray tonight that we turn our eyes to you. I pray tonight, Lord God, we look to you. We seek you tonight. We listen for your voice to speak. Father God, you move throughout. Father God, I pray you bless the reading of this word. Father God, I pray that you anoint it from on high, Father God. I pray that as spoken out of my mouth, God, it hits the heart that you'd have it to hit tonight, Lord God. I pray that it hits my heart, Father God, you not skip over me, Lord. I pray tonight, God, that somebody in here, Father God, that needs to turn away and to pray to you tonight, God. I pray that you humble them tonight, Father God, and you give them that desire tonight to turn away and to pray unto you, Father God. Father, I love you, and Father God, I thank you. I thank you for this opportunity. I pray that you bless it in the mighty name of Jesus, and all of God's people said, Amen. Amen. You can be seated tonight. Hezekiah here, I want to look here. It said that he was deathly sick. He was deathly ill. He had an issue going on. And the first thing, if I had to title my message tonight, it would be the prayer for preservation. The prayer for preservation. I want to look here what Hezekiah and Isaiah had done here. First point I would say tonight would be the message of the prophet. I want to look at what Isaiah brought to Hezekiah here. Again, it said in verse 1, if you look there, in the days of Hezekiah, was Hezekiah sick unto death. And the prophet Isaiah, the son of Amoz, came to him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord, set thy house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. I want to look at the first thing here. It wasn't his opinion. It was not Isaiah's opinion when he went to Hezekiah and he told him that he would die. And the verse 1, it says, and he said unto him, thus saith the Lord. He told him that what Jesus was telling him, it was not his opinion. Isaiah didn't go and tell Hezekiah out of his own will that he was going to die. He didn't tell him that it was going to be, that he knew it, that he seen a fortune or whatever. He told it, that's what Jesus told him here in the scripture. It said, and Jesus, and Isaiah said unto him, thus saith the Lord. Isaiah was used by Jesus to tell Hezekiah something. Tonight, God may be trying to use you to reach out to somebody. Somebody tonight, maybe God may be trying to use you to reach out to somebody. You may be in a situation as Hezekiah. You may be having an issue with something or something. You may not know Jesus, and somebody's trying to tell you, get somebody through you to tell you about Jesus Christ, and you don't want to listen. You don't want to accept them. But that ain't what happened here. But the message of the prophet came from Isaiah, saying it wasn't his opinion, because Jesus told him to go tell Hezekiah that he would die if he didn't get his house in order. I not only see that it wasn't his opinion tonight, but I see that the message of the prophet, it came with instructions tonight. The message that what Isaiah delivered to Hezekiah came with instructions tonight. Verse 1, it says, thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. Tonight, God's probably telling you tonight that you need to get your house in order. Mom, Dad, you may need to get your house in order. Your things may not be going the way it's planned, or things that you've seen that they ought to be going. Maybe your house is out of order. Maybe the things is out of order, and you not only physically your home, but hey, your life that you live daily, it may be out of order. Things may not be your way the way that God has them intended to, because you're out of order. You're not where you need to be with Jesus Christ. You have things stacked against you. You have the rebellion. You have the disobedience of what God would have us to do in our life. And I see that if I'm in my life and I do that, I see that it causes things to get out of order. I serve a God, He likes to do things in order. I serve a God, He likes to do the things His way. I know that I serve a God, and He'll do it His way, and or it'll be the highway. I know that if I don't do what He's asked me to do, I know that if I don't obey His word, if I just tend to slack up, my house becomes out of order, not only physically but spiritually. The things around me, they begin to fall. They begin things begin to happen, and I wonder, we wonder why when things like that begin to happen. But Isaiah told Hezekiah that, hey, you got to get your house in order. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 16 and 17, the Bible tells me that all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. I see that the Scripture tonight, it can correct us, it can reprove our life, it'll instruct us in the way that we should go. We should look to Jesus Christ. If we got something going on, open up the Bible and dig. Jesus will tell you what to do. He'll show you where to go. He'll show you how to handle it. Allow God to use you. Allow God to speak through your word. If you just open it up and you just look at it and you don't take it and you don't mean anything of it, you just did it because you needed to check a box today, hey, you're not going to get nothing out of it. You're not going to see the correction that it has in your life. You're not going to see where you're wrong. You're not going to see where you've messed up. You're just going to keep on going. That's the same way with church. If you just come in to check a box on Sunday and you go on Wednesday and you just come in and you didn't look to get filled, hey, you done yourself no good. You should have just stayed at home. I see not only the message of the prophet, it wasn't his opinion. I don't only see tonight that it came with instructions, but I see tonight that Isaiah, he was to the point to Hezekiah. He gave him to the point. Hey, I don't serve a God that sugarcoats anything. I don't serve a God that sugarcoats the truth. I serve a God that gives it to me forward, straightforward. I like it when God shoots me straight. He don't have to beat around the bush. He don't have to tiptoe around me. Hey, if he's going to hurt your feelings, he's going to hurt them, and he don't care. He's just going to shoot you straight. And Isaiah, he come here and he told him, he said, hey, look here in verse 1. He said, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. He said, if you don't get it right, if you don't get your life, if you don't get your house in order, if you don't get the things, he was a king. If you don't get your people in order, if you don't get them in order, you're going to die. You're not going to live. This, your disease that you got, the sores you got, you're not going to be able to live. And he shot him straight. He told him straight. Hey, if you're a man or a woman in the house tonight, you don't like it when somebody sugarcoats you anything. And if you do, well, I don't know. You're in the wrong place. You're in the wrong place. I mean, it's tough. It gets tough, but hey, I tell you, I feel like a lot of people in today's time, they're worried about whose feelings they're going to hurt. Hey, I always tell people, especially in what I do, they're worried about hurting my feelings. I tell them I ain't got any anymore. It don't matter. I just keep on rocking. Don't worry about my feelings. If you step on my toes, I was probably needed. That's the way Jesus is. He steps on them toes. He steps on my heart. He starts pressing against me. He knows I need that. He knows I need that correction in my life. He knows that I need that truth in my life. He knows where I mess up. He knows where I need to be refined. He knows those areas in my life that need work, and he knows that in your life too. Isaiah told Hezekiah, he brought him a message. He brought him a message from Jesus Christ. But not only do I see the message of the prophet tonight, I see the motive of the prayer. If you'll look with me in verse 2 and verse 3, he said, then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, O Lord. I beg thee, O Lord. He said, I beseech thee, I beg. That's what beseech is. I beg thee, O Lord. He was in a place that he needed Jesus Christ. Have you ever been there? Have you ever been to a spot where you just begged, oh Lord, I need you. Lord God, I need you to take this. Lord God, I need your help. Lord God, I just need you tonight. Have you been there? He said, I beseech thee, oh Lord. Remember now how I've walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. I see the motive of the prayer. It was time to turn. It was a time for Hezekiah to turn. It was a time for him not to complain. It was a time for him to turn from the mess that he was in. He had sores. He was tired of what he had going on. He had all these sores on his body, and they was bugging him. They was bothering him. And he said, God, I beseech thee. God, I beg you. I need you right now. And he went to reminding Jesus Christ of what he had done, where he had been at, and he reminded God of all the good that he'd done. It said that there in verse 3, and I see that he got to that place in his life. He was begging Jesus Christ to heal him of what was going on. And tonight I ask you, it was a time to turn. I tell you tonight, if you get to that point in your life, don't keep going down the road that you're going. Don't find yourself being complaining. Don't find yourself staying in that same situation tonight. I see it was the time to turn, and it said he turned his face to the wall and he prayed unto the Lord, saying, it was a time for Hezekiah to turn. It was a time for Hezekiah to turn to Jesus Christ and to ask him and to beg him in the name of Jesus to help him out, to fix what he had going on. Tonight, can I say that you can turn to Jesus tonight? You don't have to keep going down the path you're going. You don't have to keep struggling. You don't have to be like Hezekiah and keep fighting what you're fighting. You don't have to keep doing it on your own. You can turn to Jesus Christ and he will help you. He will help you. I know how he'll help me. Look here. And then look in verse 6, and it's or verse 5, turn again and tell me, Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David, the Father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears, behold, I will heal thee. On the third day thou shalt go up to the house of the Lord, and I will add unto thy days 15 years. He told Hezekiah, or he told Isaiah to go back and tell Hezekiah that I'm going to extend your life. I'm going to help you out. I'm going to give you what you're asking for. I'm going to help you. I'm going to take you through this issue that you have. And tonight, Jesus can do that for you tonight if you'll just turn to him. If you'll just turn to him. I see not only will it's a time to turn, but it's also a time to remind God during the motive of that prayer. It's a time to remind God. It's a time to, a time to remember. It's a time to remember. I tell you, you get in a situation where things are going not your way. It don't take you long to remember what God's done for you. It don't take you long to remember where you used to be. It don't take you long to remember that he did pull you out. If you saved, he pulled you out of a devil's hell. He saved you from a devil's hell that you didn't have to go down that road. I see that it was a time to remember. Look here. He said, I beseech thee in verse 3. O Lord, remember now how I've walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. He got to a point that he reminded God of where he had come from and what he had done to Jesus Christ. And I can only imagine Hezekiah at this point in his life that he was reminding God and how torn he felt, how bad he felt. Because I tell you, I get on one-on-one with God and he starts reminding me and I start remembering where he's brought me out of. It can't do nothing but bring tears to my eyes because he's pulled me from a place that I don't have to go to anymore. He saved me from hell that I don't have to go there anymore. That I don't have to pay a price that I couldn't pay anymore. I see that tonight that the motive of the prayer, it was a time to turn. It was a time to remember. Isaiah 43 and verse 26, God welcomes reminders from his people, not because he needs them, but to renew and to trust. God likes it when we remind him. He likes it when we remind him. Remind him of the promises that he's made. Remind Jesus Christ. Hey, he don't do it. You don't have to remind him because he's forgot. You just remind him because he wants to know where your heart is. He wants to see how sincere you are. Don't forget what he's brought you out of. Don't forget what he's given you in life. Don't forget the blessings that he's gave you in life. You know, I got to sitting on that back balcony, and as I looked across that ocean, I got to thinking about the creation that God had made. I got to thinking about all the things God's done in my life. I got to thinking about all the things that he's blessed me with. And as I'd look across that ocean, I'd look out as far as I could look, and I'd just keep looking at water, and then at some point it just gets cloudy, it just gets foggy, you can't see any further. And I got to thinking, God, you told that ocean where to stop. God, you put that sand where that sand's at. Lord, you allowed these waves to roll in and to crash. I got to thinking about all this creation, the creation God had put there in front of me. And I got to just sit there and be still and be quiet and listen to God. It was a time to remember what all God's done for me. This morning, I would say this morning's opportunity, as quiet as it was, as less chaos as it was a time to remember what God has done. It was a time to remember what God's done in your life and what he's going to do in your life. It's a time to remind us of that. Sometimes I think we get so caught up in the world, we get so caught up in our everyday life, we forget to just slow down and remind ourselves what all good God's done. We forget what God has done in our life. And we just keep on going. We don't never let up. And we miss so much. I'd hate to know how many blessings I've ran right by just because I didn't ever check up. I'd hate to know that. And Hezekiah here, he was here in a point in his life that he needed Jesus Christ to help him. And he got to a point that he turned and he reminded Jesus, or he remembered the things, but I see the third point, it was just a time to remind Jesus. He reminded Jesus of the promises. He reminded of Jesus about all the good he had done, all the good things he had done. I tell you though tonight, it don't matter how much good you've done in your life, if you don't know Jesus Christ, that goodness not is going to get you to heaven. That goodness ain't going to get you to heaven. But if you're saved, if you know Jesus, if you're saved, you've been bought by the blood. That goodness works. That goodness is good in your life. Be good. Be good. Do what God's called us to do. I not only see tonight that the message of the prophet, the motive of the prayer, but I want to look at the third point tonight, and that's the miracle of the prayer. I want you to look to see what that prayer done for Hezekiah. I want you to look tonight on what happened in Hezekiah's life when he prayed, when he turned away, when he turned his face to the wall, and he turned away from his bitterness and his complaining. When he turned to Jesus and he begged God to come into his life, or to come and save him, to save him of his issue that he was having, to come and help him get rid of his sores. I want you to look here with me in Scripture, the miracle of the prayer. I see that miracle of the prayer tonight. It was heard by God. That prayer was heard tonight. If you're praying for something, God is hearing you. I pray, if you're saved tonight, God is hearing your prayer tonight. Don't give up on it. Don't let out on it. If there's somebody in your family you're praying for, hey, don't quit. If there's a marriage in here you're praying for, hey, don't quit. If there's a financial issue in here you're praying for, don't quit. Whatever you got going on in your life, do not quit praying for it, because God is hearing your prayer. How do I know that? Look here, and it said it came to pass in verse 4. And it came to pass before Isaiah was gone out into the middle court that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer. He told Isaiah, you'd go back and tell Hezekiah, I have heard your prayer. Hey, and I'm telling you something. I can tell you now, when Isaiah got back to Hezekiah, I can tell you what he probably felt when he come back and he said, hey, listen up here, old boy. God has heard your prayer. Tonight, well, you're waiting probably for God to come to you or to send somebody to you and say, he has heard your prayer. Hey, just don't give up on praying. Just keep on praying. Whatever he's going to do, he's going to do it. Will it be on this earth? Maybe not. But if it's in heaven, hey, that's where it was meant to be at. But he said, I have heard thy prayer. He told Isaiah to go back and tell Hezekiah that. And I can only think of what Hezekiah had felt in that moment when Isaiah, he came back and he told him that, hey, Jesus has heard your prayer. You're going to be healed. You're going to be healed tonight. You're going to be healed. And I can only imagine probably the excitement that Hezekiah felt. It said that he heard the prayer in verse 5. I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. The miracle of the prayer, it said it was heard by God. Not only tonight do I see that prayer was heard by God, but tonight that prayer, it was handled by God. God handled that prayer tonight. He handled it. It went through his hands. He handled that issue. It went through his hands tonight. I'm telling you, hey, whatever you're praying for, it's probably in the Father's hands right now. It's probably sitting there. He's probably molding it. He's probably making it. He's probably doing his work on it in that situation right now. And sometimes we get impatient. Sometimes we get beside ourselves and we want God to fix it. We want him to fix it now. But just allow it to go through his hand. Allow him to handle your situation tonight. Allow God to take care of your issue. It's handled by God tonight. He said, I have heard thy prayer, I've seen thy tears, and behold, I will heal thee on the third day. Thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord. Boy, that third day is pretty significant. That third day is a pretty significant number, isn't it? A lot happened on the third day.
That wasn't even in the notes. It just popped out at me. A lot of happened on the third day. I say not only that was it heard by God and was it handled by God? But tonight I see that miracle of that prayer. He was healed by God tonight. He was healed by God tonight. Look with me in Scripture. He said in verse 5, I will heal thee on the third day. Thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord, and I will add unto thy days 15 years. He was healed by God. He was healed in that instance. He was healed by Jesus Christ. He told Isaiah, he said, you go back and you tell him this. And I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria. And I will defend this city for mine own sake and for my servant David's sake. Tonight I see the miracle of the prayer. It was healed by God. Give God time. Give God time. Give God time. Your healing's coming. Your healing's coming. Whatever you're praying for, that healing is coming. Is it physical healing? Maybe not. Maybe you're praying for somebody in here that's lost. Their healing's coming. The Bible tells me His word never comes back void. Just keep on praying. Keep on preaching. Keep on sharing the gospel with them. Whatever issue you've got going on, you allow God to allow it to go through His hands. Allow Him to make it. Allow Him to do His work on it. Allow Him to mold it and to fix the things. Allow it to be fixed in the Father's hands and be patient and it will be healed in the name of Jesus. I see that He told Isaiah to go back and tell Hezekiah that. I see that He told Isaiah to tell Hezekiah that he would be added 15 more years. Look with me in Matthew chapter 21 and verse 21 and 22. Matthew chapter 21 and verse 22, and the Bible says, Jesus answered and said unto them, Verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if you shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And 22, and all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. That's written in red. That's written in red. Jesus spoke that to me. So whatever you got going on, the Bible assures me tonight. The Bible tells me, and Jesus Himself wrote that, or He said that, and it's written in red. He said, in all things, whatsoever you shall ask in prayer. Prayer is important. Prayer is important tonight. If you don't pray, you're behind. You're in trouble. If you don't pray, you are in trouble. Husbands, if you don't ever talk to your wife, you don't know what's going on. You're in trouble. Communication is key. And whatever you do, not only is it in communication important with God, not only is it important with your spouse, your kids, your family, it's important in everyday life. If you don't communicate, you have no idea what's going on. If God wanted us to be quiet, He might as well not have gave us a vocal box. But I tell you, it's getting to where people rather just sit beside one another, pull out this old phone and just text one another. Use your voice. God gave it to you. If you don't pray, you're in trouble. Pray to Jesus. I see that all things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer. I got to ask it in prayer tonight. I got to ask it in prayer, believing and you shall receive. Tonight, the miracle of the prayer, it was healed by God. Tonight, your issue that you got going on, whatever you got going on, allow it to go through the Father's hands. Give Him time. Give Him time to work. Give Him time. Look here. You said what did Hezekiah have to do to believe that he was going to be healed tonight? So Jesus just done something that God said, well, hang on. He asked him, he said, allow the sun to go down. Well, the sun, we know it's going down. He said, ask him to tell him to let it go back 10 degrees. Allow him to pull back a little time. Give me just a little bit. What's it going to do if you wind your clock back right now? What's it going to do if you wind your clock back right now? It's going to make you late for something. Allow God to move in your life. Allow Him to answer your prayer. Look with me. He said in Isaiah in verse 9 said, this sign shalt thou have of the Lord, that the Lord will do the thing that He has spoken. Shall the shadow go forward 10 degrees or go back 10 degrees? And Hezekiah answered it and answered, it is a light thing for the shadow to go down 10 degrees. He said, it's a light thing. That ain't nothing to God. Well, it ain't nothing for Him allowed to go back either. Watch this. He said, nay, but let the shadow return backward 10 degrees. And Isaiah the prophet cried unto the Lord, and He brought the shadow 10 degrees backward by which it had gone down in the dial of Ahaz. Somebody tonight may need Jesus Christ to speak, to heal, to help them through that need, to help them through that situation. Allow somebody to speak to you. Get in prayer. Get somewhere and get one-on-one with God. Hey, you've got to pray to Jesus Christ. I can't pray for you. Your pastor, he can't pray for you. Your mom, your dad, your friend, they can't pray for you. I can pray with you, but I can't pray your prayer for you. I can lift you up, but I can't do the work. I can't do the work. I can't do the work and harvest it for you. If you want to harvest it, you got to do the labor. That's what the Bible said. Let us pray. Lord God, I love you. And Lord God, I thank you. God, I pray tonight, Father God, that if there's somebody here that, Father God, we just need to allow you to just work in our life, God. Father God, maybe we got a lost family member tonight. Praying for. Father God, maybe we have a issue at home. Maybe we have a spiritual issue tonight. Maybe we're not fully trusting you, God. Maybe we want to be like Hezekiah and ask you to do something unimaginable, Lord God. Lord God, I pray tonight, Father God, whatever need, whatever issue, Father God, I pray tonight, God, we find ourselves totally surrendered. Father, at your feet, praying, Father God, just lifting it up in your name, Jesus. Father, I see that I have to pray to you tonight. Father God, if we ain't going to pray to you, we might as well not get ready to receive it. Lord God, I love you. Lord God, I thank you. Be with this time of invitation. It's in your name. I ask in your name, I pray, and all God's people say it. Amen. Amen. You may stand with me.